This is KUT. Today we're starting a project called On My Block, Voices from 12th and Chacon. There was a time when African Americans were forced to live in parts of East Austin. 12th Street later became part of a thriving hub of black life in Austin. Then it declined, and for years, the intersection of 12th and Chacon was synonymous with drugs. But in recent years, police have cracked down on crime there, and the neighborhood has been the latest to see the wave of change brought by wealthier residents moving in, pushing many longtime residents out. We recently spent a day at each of the corners at 12th and Chacon to hear how people are experiencing the changes there.
This is Maggie Rivas Rodriguez. I'm standing on the southeast corner of 12th and Chacon, and it's late morning. On the Chacon side, there's a bus stop with a bench, and behind the bus stop, there's a empty lot. Way behind the bus stop is a little convenience store with a drive-through window. And then on the 12th Street side, there's Marshall's Barbershop. I dive in.
My name is Tommy Bonds. I'm from West Memphis, Arkansas.
Tommy Bonds has been living in Austin since 1999. He just got back from the doctor's office to make sure his diabetes hasn't affected his eyesight. Now he's sitting at the bus stop, getting ready to enjoy a beer and some pork skins he bought at the convenience store. He says the corner has improved.
It's not trash everywhere. It's not beer cans. I see they done cut the trees and stuff where nobody can be hot. Because back in the day, people was peeing everywhere. The people have moved on. If they're not in jail, they have got their homes or they somewhere else.
Vaughn says he's had lots of different jobs. He says he's bipolar and has been in trouble with drugs and alcohol in the past. And he was homeless for 6 years.
Straight out homeless, sleeping on the street behind buildings, in between buildings. And it wasn't pretty, but I made it. So that's where I'm at. I'm not homeless anymore. I got me a home. Thank you, Jesus.
Up the street at Marshall's Barbershop, Eldrick Cooper has worked at the shop for close to 23 years. He's owned it for 12 of those years. His lease is up in March, and his landlord has sold the property. Cooper is staying put until he knows whether his lease will get renewed. In 10 years, Cooper expects this corner will be different.
This barbershop probably won't be this type of style barbershop. If it be a barbershop, it'll probably be in a condo at the bottom of a business or something like that. You know, or the store won't be. It'll be a Whole Foods or something that's over here.
One of his customers on this bright autumn day is a college professor from the University of Pennsylvania. Guthrie Ramsey is in Austin for a conference on African-American scholarship and activism, and he was looking for a haircut.
I want it to look nice.
So how do you find a good barbershop in a city you don't know? A friend recommended this strategy.
Hit Martin Luther King Drive, which is a kind of inside joke. Martin Luther King Drive is usually in a black neighborhood in cities. I travel a lot. She said, go east, and then start looking for the folk. And once I got to the correct side of town, if you Google barbershop, it'll give you the barbershops in that proximity. First one that came up was this one.
Despite the changes, this corner does have rough edges. There seem to be a few people who are suffering from mental illness and who are homeless. And then in the early afternoon, a woman who looks like she's in her 40s pulls into the parking lot next to the convenience store in a black Mercedes-Benz. Then one of the men sitting under a big tree behind the convenience store slides into the passenger seat of the Mercedes. The woman counts cash as the man watches closely. And then he and the woman drive off. At the southeast corner of 12th and Chacon, I'm Maggie Rivas Rodriguez.